Happy White Day! I'm Brian Ju. We'll tell you more when we get back from the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Tuesday, March 14th, also known as White Day here in Korea, 2023. And we just heard 여자친구 with 하얀 마음. Now, we celebrated Valentine's Day just about a month ago. And you might have heard about White Day, which is celebrated here in Korea and some other Asian countries as well. What is it, though? What is White Day? It's a day for men to reciprocate what they've received on Valentine's Day. Now, I know it's weird. A lot of listeners from other countries are thinking, like, what are you talking about? Now, in Korea and some Asian countries, for some reason, Valentine's Day, February 14th, has become known as a day for women to give gifts, usually chocolates or sweets, to their crush or significant other here in Korea. So in response, men would return the kind gesture by giving gifts, usually candy or chocolate, to the ladies on March 14th, known as White Day. I don't know why it's called White Day. I don't know why it's not Black Day or Purple Day, Green Day. Oh, Green Day is a group anyway. Anyways, actually, there is a Black Day as well, which comes out on April 14th. And this is more, you know, unofficial, not an actual holiday, but observed by many. It's a day for those who have neglected during the romantic holidays like Valentine's Day or White Day, or, you know, people like me who are single. And basically, it's a day for all the singles, single people who did not receive gifts on the previous holidays. We get together and we eat something called 짜장면. Yes, or, you know, the way old school Koreans say 짜장면, or noodles with black bean sauce, which is a very popular dish here in Korea. And come to think of it, it might be one of people's soul foods here in Korea as well, bringing back some nostalgic memories of their youth. I remember growing up in South Jersey, my mom and dad would make me go to New York, to K-Town, just to get a bowl of 짜장면. Yes, not for Black Day, but just because it's so delicious, but packed with carbs. Just letting you know. Anyways, if it makes you crave your favorite soul food, make sure to write about it for our Y2C this week and let us know if you like 짜장면. But for now, we're going to play a song for you guys. This is G-Dragon featuring Jennie of Blackpink with Black. All right, that was G-Dragon featuring Jennie of Blackpink with Black. And we got some quick announcements on various ways you all can tune into our show. We've got shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. But it's nearly time for the spring frequency to change, so we'll be moving to 9.785 megahertz starting March 26th. So keep that in mind, and that is for India. Now, we have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong app, KBS World Radio app, and KBS World Radio On Air app. You guys can also check out our website for more details on how to listen and participate at world.kbs.co.kr, and of course our KBS World Radio English service page on the Book of Faces, or simply the gram at KBS K-Pop. And guys, please remember to post up your song requests, comments, and responses to our Y2C question of the week on our gram or message board for a chance to win a prize. And what's this week's question, you ask? It is, what is your go-to soul food? Just think of whatever comes to mind right now. What you crave at night, let us know, all right? And in detail, if possible. I got a feeling we got some short answers coming up this week. Anyways, for our listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find the KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour nonstop streaming of your favorite programs. And of course, if you're listening via podcast, rate us that 5-star rating so more listeners can join in on the fun. Speaking of fun, we got two great songs. Actually, they're fun songs too. Stacey, Teddy Bear, and then we got NCT Dream with Candy. Stacey,
go
Woo. Would you like a coffee or a tea? Welcome to our daily segment, Coffee or Tea. You guys choose the beverage. We give you the information, hopefully, to wind you down this evening. Or whatever. Maybe you have plans right after our show to meet people, so hopefully that'll refuel you. Whatever it is, you choose the drink. But for those of you who speak more than one language, have you ever felt some words in one language don't have the perfect equivalent in another? Well, Merriam-Webster, famous for the dictionary, set out to gather some of these words that carry a lot of meaning but don't have a direct equivalent in English. And of course, they were flooded with responses, but picked out a couple that stood out. So let me share some with y'all right now. A user from Ottawa, Canada, chose débrouillard, which is literally translated as somebody who removes the fog. Never heard that word in my life. Don't even know what that means. However, that's not how the word is mostly used. And actually, it refers to the idea of somebody who is resourceful, who's creative, figures a way through the fog or through the confusion, and gets results. Mm-hmm. And is very efficient. It sounds like a person that, you know, not just me, but anyone in their life should have around them all the time. Now, another user from California submitted soubiyé, which is a Lebanese Arabic word, and it refers to that period of time in the morning when no one else is awake but you, and you can either have some quiet time to yourself before the household goes crazy and awake, of course, or you can invite a friend or neighbor to join you for a coffee and tea, and you have some catch-up time together before the day begins. Now, sounds like something like moms out there, especially Karen. She probably really wants this because she usually gets her alone time at nighttime, but then because of that, she'll get to sleep late. Uh-huh. We need some soubiyé in our lives, y'all, in the morning. Uh-huh. Enjoy a cup of coffee, and you can be like, yo, bo, stop bothering me. I'm soubiyéing right now, okay? This is me time. Anyways, do you guys have any words in your language that you would like to share that doesn't really translate well in English? Let us know. We like to learn those things, because Korea has a lot of those kind of words as well. But for now, while you think and brainstorm, two great songs. First up, we got Highlight with Night Fog, 밤 안개. And then we have Monster X with Be Quiet. In case you missed it! Yes, it is time for In Case You Missed It. Here's the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news from the past week. Coming in at news number one, Blackpink has yet another Guinness World Record. Now, the girl group became the most streamed female band in the world, with the band's songs reaching a whopping 8.88 billion individual streams on Spotify. Maybe I need to modify those numbers. That's why I said modify. But on Spotify, 8.88 billion individual streams. Now, the previous record was held by British pop band Little Mix with 400 million streams. Now, Blackpink's most popular hits like How You Like That and Cutest Love contributed to the record. It's actually the 20th time for the group to break a Guinness World Record. How You Like That? News number two, there's another exciting collaboration to look forward to, and we hear that BTS's Suga and IU will be partnering up once again for a second collaboration track. Now, if you guys remember, IU did release a single, 8, which was produced by and featured Suga back in 2020, and this time IU will be featured on the track for Suga's new music release. So, we don't have the details on the track yet and when it will be released, but we do have, you know, a great song coming out, so we should be excited about that. And if we get more updates, y'all know it here first. But for now, since we talked about Blackpink and IU, we gotta check out those songs right now. First up, Blackpink with How You Like That, and then we have IU featuring Suga, BTS with 8.
Blackpink in your area. 보란듯이
You're listening to all the latest K-pop updates and K-entertainment updates here on In Case You Missed It. News number three coming your way. Comeback, comeback, alert, alert. Highlights, Iggy Gwang will make it a comeback as a solo artist soon. His new album, his solo album, will be the first in approximately 4 years since the release of his first mini album called One back in 2017. The album is set for release in mid-April. News number four, y'all. Get ready, all you boys and girls and all you kids out there, because Stray Kids has claimed the top spot on Oricon's monthly album chart. The group has achieved the feature with their first Japanese studio album, The Sound. Since its release on February 22nd, the LP has swept Oricon charts from daily and weekly to weekly combined. The LP includes 10 tracks, including the Japanese language version of Case 143. So, speaking of these two songs and artists and groups and all that good stuff, let's check out their songs. First up, we got Iggy Gwang with What You Like. And then we got Stray Kids, Case 143. You guys are all getting all the latest news and updates from the K-pop and K-entertainment scene, and in case you missed it. Get ready for our last story of the day. News number five. The boy band Winner seems to have a lot of artists in its lineup. We know that Mino or Song Min-ho is a bona fide painter, but now the group's leader, Kang Seung-yoon, will hold his first solo photo exhibition. Now the exhibition is being hosted under the name Yuyeon, which signifies flexibility. Yuyeonada. It will be held from March 23rd to April 19th, and Kang has participated in contemporary art shows like Start Art Fair 2022. Well, that's a wrap for this week's In Case You Missed It. We're going to play great songs for you guys right now before I close the show completely. First up, Kang Seung-yoon with Aya! And then we have Winner with I Love You. Alrighty, we just heard Winner with I Love You. And how to listen to our show? Pretty simple stuff. KBS World Radio app, win.k24, KBS World Radio On Air app, KBS Kong app, and of course, shortwave radio. If you guys want more details, check out our website, world.kbs.co.kr. And of course, our gram, KBS K-pop, make sure to follow and spread the word so we get more people to send us messages and DMs. And what was our Y2C question of the week? It is, what is your go-to soul food? Alrighty, and we got two great songs before we close our show. First up, we have Top Hyun with Today's Weather is Spring, 오늘 날씨는 봄. And then we have New Jeans, Attention. That's all the time that we have for today, and taking us out is gonna be Kai, his brand new song called Rover. Our producer is Sophia Hong and Hong So-ryung. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection White Day Version. Y'all may disconnect now.